Winnie the Pooh's frequent companion, Tigger, is not an example of a great mind. Yet something he said was stuck in my head as I thought about preaching the confession of sin for this week. That quote is, "The wonderful thing about Tiggers is that Tiggers are wonderful things." Actually, it was a different version of that was stuck in my mind. The horrible thing about sin is that sin is a horrible thing. Sometimes we forget just how offensive our sins are to a holy God. In speaking to the Pharisees, Jesus compared them to tombs filled with horrible smells. Matthew 23:27 reads, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness." Proverbs 30:12 reads, "There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth." That simple proverb points out that our sins make us filthy, even when we don't recognize our own sins. How often do we think we are clean in our own eyes, but yet a simple probing of our heart reveals the sin that is there? When we lose sight of God's perspective of our sins, sometimes we begin to hide them, or we may simply fail to repent. King David, well known as being described as a man after God's own heart, wrote Psalm 32 about his guilt over his sins. Verses 3 and 4 read, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer." But yet, David goes on and tells us the solution to this problem. Starting in verse 5, "I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance." Have you become callous to your own sins? Or do you groan with David at the gravity of your own unconfessed sin? Let us pray. Lord, we know that Scripture clearly teaches us that sin is a horrible thing. Every sin that we commit is a direct offense against you. We know that if left on our own, we would be covered in nothing but the filth of our sins. Isaiah wrote that our righteousness is like filthy rags, yet we know that your blood washes away the sins of those who believe. Even more than that, we know that you clothe us in your righteousness so that we may one day stand in your presence. Until that day, Lord, renew our sensitivity to just how horrible sin is. If any of us has become callous to sin in our lives, please refresh us so that we recognize that each sin is a great offense to your holiness. May the Holy Spirit grow us in holiness as we strive to live our days to your glory. Amen.